This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Central Bucks School District is taking steps that could lead to a ban of up to 5 books from school library shelves. That's according to an email obtained by WHYY News. WHYY's suburban reporter Emily Rizzo joins us to talk about what's going on. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Emily, Central Bucks is Pennsylvania's 4th largest school district. It just approved a policy that allows any parent or district resident to request that a book be removed from library shelves. What's the process for potential removal under this new policy?
The district just released an outline for this reviewal process. According to the policy, books are challenged and then a committee may review the book. The committee writes a report, and then that report gets to the school board, which is majority Republican, and the school board makes the final decision on whether to ban the book from all school district libraries. But I will note, during that whole review process, the superintendent can decide to remove the book from library shelves.
Okay. Who's challenging these books?
The superintendent has denied to WHYY that any books have been challenged, although that's what this email from a district employee to all district librarians says. The superintendent says it's the district looking at the books, and these books have been brought to their attention through the debates around this policy.
Tell us about the books that your source says are under review.
There are 5 books, and 4 of them center LGBTQ characters and their experiences. All of the books have been targeted across the country because they were considered sexually explicit.
What would lead to these books to come under scrutiny as outlined by this new policy?
The policy hones in on books with, quote, sexual content, and it doesn't allow for the review committees to consider things like literary merit and the book's value as a whole. Also, it doesn't reference any professional book review sites.
Well, this brings us to another part of your reporting on this topic and the policy that outlines the process for a book challenge in the school district was reviewed and possibly edited by a law firm known as Independence Law Center. It's located in Harrisburg. What do we know about this firm?
This firm is part of the local branch of a national organization called the Family Research Council, an anti-LGBTQ Christian nationalist group that is designated as an extremist hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And for those who don't know, the Southern Poverty Law Center monitors hate groups across the country. The Southern Poverty Law Center says that the Family Research Council is known for defaming LGBTQ people. I spoke with Andrew Seidel from Americans United for Separation of Church and State. He's written a few books about Christian nationalism in the United States. He has a few concerns about Central Bucks having a relationship with this law firm.
A public school system should not be exporting review of its literature to a Christian nationalist organization or affiliated organization. Courts have said that the secular government cannot delegate its secular power to a religious organization. And a problem that is as big is the fact that the Family Research Council is hugely anti-LGBTQ, very Christian nationalist, known for exporting hate around the globe. It is going to be imposing this anti-LGBTQ Christian nationalist ideology on public school children. And that is a huge problem.
Emily, this multi-book challenge is a first under the new policy at Central Bucks Schools. What is at stake for students? Should they not have easy access to these books?
What I hear from educators and advocates is that it's really important for kids, especially vulnerable kids in the LGBTQ community, to have access to resources that are curated by professionals, people who are trained to think about what is appropriate for students, aka librarians. Students, you know, may find other kinds of resources online, but those aren't necessarily vetted by professionals.
Emily, you covered a protest just last week. Students showed up really questioning, you know, their belonging, their sense of self within this school district for policies like this and for other reasons.
Right. Students feel like school district leaders are trying to hide away LGBTQ kids. I'm hearing that they feel scared, exhausted. Holly Kong Middle School eighth grader Mackenzie Junkin was at this protest last week.
We've been scared for so long that we've been discriminated against, experiencing ridiculing and mocking and bigotry almost every day just from ignorant students. It's scary to think that the world doesn't want you to be here for whatever made up or insignificant reason.
I'll also note that the ACLU filed a federal complaint against the district, alleging it's creating a hostile learning environment for LGBTQ students. And now the U.S. Department of Education is investigating the district.
Well, Emily, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, Jennifer.
Emily Rizzo is WHYY's suburban reporter covering Bucks and Montgomery counties. Her reporting on this issue appears online today at whyy.org.